Hello and welcome to your GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most relevant and fascinating themes in the whole specification. Theme F, Religion, Human Rights and Social Justice. This theme is about big questions. What does it mean to treat people fairly? What responsibilities do we have to each other? And how do religious teachings shape our understanding of justice? These aren't just exam questions, they're questions that matter in the real world. In this episode, we'll cover the core concepts you need to know, walk through the key religious teachings, tackle the most common exam mistakes, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. So, grab your revision notes and let's get started. Let's begin with the foundations. The first thing you need to be crystal clear on is the difference between prejudice and discrimination. Examiners will absolutely test you on this. Prejudice is a prejudgment. It's an attitude, a thought, a feeling about someone based on a characteristic, like their race, gender, religion, or sexual orientation. You haven't necessarily done anything yet. It's in your head. Discrimination, on the other hand, is acting on that prejudice. It's treating someone unfairly because of who they are. So prejudice is the thought, discrimination is the action. Remember that distinction. It's worth marks. Now, underpinning all of this is the concept of human dignity. Both Christianity and Islam, and indeed most world religions, teach that every human being has inherent worth. In Christianity, this comes from the belief that humans are made in the image of God, what theologians call the imago Dei. In Islam, the Quran teaches that Allah created humans as khalifa, stewards or trustees on earth, which implies a responsibility to treat all people with respect. This idea of human dignity is the foundation for human rights. And here's a key point for your exam. Human rights come with human responsibilities. Examiners love to test whether you understand both sides of this coin. Rights without responsibilities would create chaos. Religious traditions emphasise that we have a duty to protect the rights of others, not just claim our own. Let's talk about equality and the status of women in religion, because this is a topic that comes up frequently in exam questions. In Christianity, there are contrasting views. More traditional or conservative Christians, including many Roman Catholics, believe that men and women have different but complementary roles. The Catholic Church, for example, does not ordain women as priests, citing the tradition established by Jesus choosing 12 male apostles. However, many Protestant denominations take a more progressive view. The Church of England has ordained women as priests since 1994 and as bishops since 2015. Liberal Christians often cite Galatians 3:28, which states, "There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." That's a powerful verse for equality arguments. In Islam, there are also contrasting views. Traditional Islamic teaching holds that men and women have different roles, men as providers and protectors, women as homemakers and mothers, though both are spiritually equal before Allah. However, many modern Muslims argue that Islam was actually revolutionary in its treatment of women at the time of the Prophet Muhammad, granting women rights to property, inheritance, and education that were unprecedented in 7th century Arabia. For your exam, the key is not to generalise. Don't say all Christians believe or all Muslims think. Examiners specifically reward candidates who acknowledge diversity within and between traditions. Now let's move on to racial discrimination and positive discrimination, another area the exam loves to explore. Racial discrimination means treating someone less favourably because of their race or ethnicity. All major religious traditions condemn this. In Christianity, the parable of the Good Samaritan, Luke chapter 10, is a powerful teaching about loving your neighbour regardless of ethnic background. The Samaritan, who was despised by Jews, showed more compassion than the religious leaders. In Islam, the Prophet Muhammad's final sermon explicitly stated, "An Arab has no superiority over a non-Arab. Also, a white person has no superiority over a black person, except by piety and good action." That's a direct, quotable source for your exam. Positive discrimination, sometimes called affirmative action, is more controversial.
This is the practice of giving preferential treatment to groups who have historically been disadvantaged in order to level the playing field. Some religious thinkers support this, arguing it is a form of justice, correcting historical wrongs. Liberation theology, a movement within Christianity particularly associated with Latin America, argues that God has a preferential option for the poor and marginalized. Others, however, argue that positive discrimination is itself a form of discrimination, that judging people by group membership rather than individual merit contradicts the principle of equality. For a 12-mark question, you need to present both sides of this argument clearly and reach a justified conclusion.